Yeah, it was. I mean, first half of an hour, I thought we were very good and took the game to the opposition. Looked the better team by far. We camped in their half, moving the ball well down the right-hand side and created a couple of chances that on another day we'd probably have taken. We probably didn't create as many clear-cut chances as we would have liked. But I think sometimes you also have to credit the opposition. They banked up in numbers and made it difficult.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think Wigan, maybe if they look at it, they'll say they defended very, very well, which again is credit to your team.
Yeah, and I would say you have to against us because we've got players that can hurt you. You know, they've put the bodies on the line at times for their manager, and you know, ended up getting a 0-0 score draw, and it just shows how far we're going and how far we've come so far that we're disappointed when, you know, we've a 0-0 draw at home.
Players have to learn lessons about how you're going to break down that sort of formation in front of them.
Yeah, we do, and we felt if we had enough bodies running beyond the ball, it would certainly open up the space just in front of their back four. And we probably didn't have them runners as often as we would have liked, and probably wasn't as coordinated as it could have been or has been. But that's something that we'll keep working on, and we'll get better at.
You stuck with the same team that started again on Tuesday night. Obviously, they'd earned their chance. There are players chomping at the bit when they're not playing now. That's a sign of the squad that you've got. If someone's not playing, they're wanting to play. Lasse Vibe said the other night he'd been wanting a chance. Now he started two games. I mean, that's a great position for a manager to be in.
It is, and you know, it's always hard picking a team anyway, because you know I'm dealing with young players, young professionals who want to play every game. But there was no reason to change the team from Tuesday night. It was such a good performance, and it would have been very unjust, I think, to leave any of them players out, even though you've got, you know, Ryan Woods coming back, Lewis McLeod coming back, you've got Josh McEachran who opened up ready for the fourth goal. So we've got a number of players at the moment who are pushing, and that's the sign of a good squad and a good team, and we have to keep doing that.
A couple of knocks though. I noticed that Josh had a little bit of a hobble at the end and Lasse Vibe came off. I mean, at the international break, is that a good thing that it's come now? Any bumps and bruises can be somewhat cured?
Yeah, it is. You know, we've got time to rest now and recover, because there's been a lot of games in a short period of time, and you know, the lads will be tired, but we'll be ready come Newcastle and Derby. We're looking forward to them two games, and you know, we're very pleased with what we've done so far, but frustrated and a little bit disappointed today.
Yeah, I mean, as you say, this patch of between the two international breaks, you must be satisfied with what you've actually accrued in that time.
Yeah, there's been some great performances starting off at Brighton away, and you know, we've got the results with that as well. The only blip was Wolves away, which could have gone either way. So really pleased with what the players are doing at the moment, and long may that continue.
I'll ask you a technical question about the free kick scenario of the players standing very close to the goalkeeper. Today the referee seemed to usher them away. Is he allowed to do that, do you know?
Well, so he's just told me he is. Apparently he had a meeting with PGMOL in the week and decided amongst themselves that they can move them now and book them if they're in the way. You know, it's unfortunate they don't let us know.
Okay, I just wanted to check on that one. International break comes. Obviously, the other side of that, you've got some mouth-watering fixtures to look forward to, haven't you? So the players can't rest on their laurels. They want to be in the starting 11 at St James's Park.
They certainly do, and you know, the players have been working very hard on the training ground to get back into the team, the ones who aren't playing. But the ones who are playing at the moment have been working really hard to stay in the team. And, you know, it's a mouth-watering fixture to go to Newcastle. The players will be looking for it. They can get rested now, and then we'll work hard the following week to get ready for it.